fair to say, Martin, couldn't be much tougher from a Donegal perspective, and the draw seems to have a fairly lopsided look about things.
Yeah, Chris, that's for sure. It's as tough a draw as you could get. If, you know, to be honest, from a Donegal point of view, you have to go and beat Derry and Derry and then probably play Tyrone in the semi-final, with no disrespect to Mullen or Cavan. And then you have, I'll say it looks like maybe Armagh to win it, like, you know. To get, even to get to the final, you know, you have them two big games where we look at the, I suppose you say the other side of the draw, Armagh look to have got the, it looks like this at this time that they've got the easier draw. But look, it's a long way to go, Chris. The league can change things, you know. Armagh won't like playing Fermanagh and Brewster Park. Fermanagh have a good enough record against them there. So it's and then down. Nobody knows where down. And there's Conor Lafferty's second year in charge and everything else. And, you know, they, you feel they should be good enough to beat Antrim. So, you know, I don't know, things can change completely. But I'll tell you what it really does, Chris. It makes Division 2 of the league very, very important that you have to finish in the top four.
Absolutely, and momentum, and you'll want to be going into that championship with a bit of form behind you.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And you know, Derry have been, you know, the team people are talking about, that, you know, Mickey Hart's gone in there. Some people say maybe he wants to beat Tyrone, or that if he beats Donegal in the first round, he's going to get a great chance to play Tyrone early on. Or other people saying maybe he's gone in there to win All Ireland. So it's a difficult one for Donegal, a big game for them and everything else. I know Derry beat them well this year in Balbuffet in the championship, but you feel it'll be a different Donegal team that will go to Celtic Park. And I just think Jim took a team there in 2014 in his first game, and I think it ended up 1-11-11, where Donegal went on to the All Ireland final after that. So I just think with the way the championship, the way the whole championship seeding is, that if you get to your provincial final, them eight teams are guaranteed to play in the Sam Maguire. So we look at it that probably Clare have to only beat Tipperary or Waterford, with no disrespect, them two teams, and they're a definite then. And we had the same thing last year. Maybe people were saying Sligo or Leitrim, either of them was going to be in the championship. Sligo ended up playing and for the Sam Maguire last year. So you're going to have near enough the same thing this year, Chris, that either Clare, you know, Clare probably will end up, you know, playing for in the Sam Maguire. Now, you know, you look at it from the Ulster point of view, you know, take Donegal or Derry, each of them had won that game, then beat Tyrone, Munster or Cavan to get to that Ulster final. So yes, different teams. People will probably keep saying, would you better be beaten in the, if you do well in the league and you're guaranteed to play in the championship and get into the groups of the championship, would you be better being beat early on and maybe just concentrate totally on trying to win the Sam Maguire?
So plenty of talking points. So let's just recap the Ulster quarterfinals. It's Down against Antrim, Fermanagh meet Armagh, Derry against Donegal, and Tyrone against the winners of the preliminary round game, that's Monaghan and Cavan. And the way the draw has gone, the semi-finals, the winners of that Derry-Donegal game will take on Tyrone or Monaghan or Cavan. And on the other side of the draw, winners of Down and Antrim will meet Fermanagh and Armagh. And as Martin touched on there, I think it's too early to form a general consensus, but a lot of people would feel Armagh have a possibly fairly decent route through to a decider against Derry, Donegal or Tyrone.
Yeah, you'd feel that. The only good thing about it from Donegal's point of view is that the fact that we're in Division 2 and Armagh's the other team in Division 2, that you're not meeting them if you're lucky enough to get an Ulster final to play them. So you'll not be playing Derry or Tyrone in the league. And I think that's a good thing, you know, from that point of view, where normally teams in Ulster have, you know, you have Monaghan, Derry and Tyrone. They're in Division 1 of the league. So, you know, they're... So Monaghan could end up meeting Tyrone, but I think it's better that you're not meeting teams in the league that you'll end up meeting in the championship. That's probably as a plus and everything else. But it's a long way off, Chris. There'll be a lot of different things, but I think it's very important now. The league becomes so important to either get out of Division 2 or definitely finish in the top four in Division 2.
Absolutely. We'll just get your thoughts on the other provinces. Martin, we'll start with Connacht and, well, obviously less teams. New York and Mayo, the winners of that will take on Roscommon in what will be one Connacht semi-final. And on the other side, the winners of Sligo and Leitrim will take on London or Galway. What do you make of all that?
Well, I think that there's three big teams in it. You know, the three of them in Division 1, you've Roscommon, Galway and Mayo. And suppose, you know, the luck of the draw, Galway got the luck of the draw there, where we say Armagh got it probably in Ulster, Galway got it there, and they... You feel that, with no disrespect to other teams, that they have an easy enough route to the final, and it'll be the big game there. It'll be Roscommon. You feel Roscommon playing Mayo in the semi final, the winner of that. So Roscommon or Mayo have to beat two of the big the big ones where Galway only have to peak for one, which is has to be an advantage for Galway going on for the Sam Maguire. They don't have to play as many big games as Mayo found out last year. It's just very, very hard to keep peaking. They won the league last year, Mayo, and then they got beat by Roscommon the following week, and then they got the 6 weeks rest, Chris, and they were very good then against Kerry, down in Kerry. But again, you know, by the time they got to the Cork match, their legs were starting to go. So Dublin got it exactly right last year, but suppose people say the fact that, you know, maybe in Leinster is easier for them, but they got it right and they peaked at the exact right time. And I think teams like Mayo will look at that. Maybe we're even talking about maybe the loser of the Donegal Derry game might go further in the championship the way the championship is, you know. So it's important to try to peak at the right time.
And down in Munster, the semi-finals will look like this. Clare will take on Tipperary or Waterford. That's the weaker side of things. And then it's Limerick or Cork. One suspects Cork will go on to meet Kerry.
Yeah, you'd expect that's what will happen. The Cork will end up meeting Kerry, and that'll be the big semi-final again. Cork in Division 2. That becomes a Division 2. The league become very important for them. You feel they'll not be good enough to beat Kerry, that they're not ready yet that level in that semi-final. So that means they're not guaranteed Sam Maguire football, so they'll have to do well in Division 2. Again, goes back to this Division 2 is going to be, I think Division 2 is going to be far more competitive than Division 1 with the work on it, when it does make a difference in the championship and that there. So, looking at, yeah, expect Cork and Kerry to meet. I don't know, maybe people would disagree with me, but I think they should be seeded. I think they should keep Cork and Kerry apart, because what we do need is, we do need big games and finals, and most competitions all over the world, there's seeding done, and I think, you know, maybe we should take a look at that. Now, people can say that you do look at it in the championship. You know, we look and the leagues, we're using the leagues for that there and everything else. See, the big advantage of one, and if you look at it, one in Ulster, and the one big advantage you have, I feel, for the likes of Donegal or Derry, we'll say take them to one Ulster, Chris, is you avoid, we'll say, Dublin's probably one Leinster, Kerry will one Munster, and probably Galway. You know, we'll take Galway and Connacht, just take them three teams. You avoid them then, because you go into another group with them. And that is a big advantage in the championship. You have a far better chance then of making it out of that group if you do win your province.
And finally, Martin, just looking at Leinster, hard to believe it's 3 decades since those great clashes between Dublin and Meath. They could be meeting again in one of the quarterfinals. And interesting to see just, you know, whether we're going to see a revival of Meath football.
Yeah, it's just hard to know. Again, I know we'll see a lot of them in the league, and we'll see them in the league in Division 2, see where they're at and everything else. Colin O'Rourke did say, even this week, I think early week, he said he'd love to get a go at Dublin, and the reason he went back was to beat Dublin and everything else, so he might get his chance early enough. But you just feel that Dublin, there's no word of retirements or anything in Dublin. I don't know whether they're doing a wait till after the club championship, but it looks like everybody's staying on. Cluxton will still be back there again, so they're all staying on and everything else. So yeah, you still feel that Dublin are well ahead of the rest in Leinster, and from Meath's point of view, I think they've a bit to go yet to catch up. So I expect it to be Dublin. Kildare will be an interesting team this year to see where they're at. You know, they won the under 20 and they were in the under 20 final of the year before that. They've a good lot of young players coming up, so to see where they're at and where they go and everything else. But I still feel Dublin will Leinster. You know, it's more of a battle to see who gets to the final. Who will qualify for the Sam Maguire with them? You know, I expect maybe Kildare from the other side might get to the final along with Dublin.
Yeah, so the Leinster quarterfinals, it's Kildare against Westmeath or Wicklow. Louth will take on Carlow or Wexford. Dublin will meet the winners of Longford and Meath. And Offaly, Seamus Darby, Offaly against Laois. Offaly a long way off the pace.
Yeah, they are, you know, but they've again good. They're a very good under 20 team. They won the All Ireland a couple of years ago. So, and their manager now has gone in. They lost to Liam Kearns, who sadly passed away last year when he was managing them. So, you know, it's just as Paul Kelly's taking them over now. But I think that, you know, Offaly are definitely coming. We always like Offaly. Always produce good footballers and that there. And but they'll use the league as much as anything else. I know they're a long way off, all right. But they're still definitely have put in a lot of work at underage, and Michael Dagenham, since he went in as chairman, has changed the whole thing there. So, yeah, I expect it to be very competitive. You know, there's not much between a lot of the teams. Josh McNulty this week was appointed as the Laois manager as well, going back for a second time and everything else. And they're in Division 4 and a lot of talent with them. That awfully Laois game could be tough enough. And a lot of them games early on will be tough enough in the championship. Some teams, maybe you look at it, you know, they say, well, we maybe better get a good run in the Tartan Cup to build things up and try to win the Tartan Cup to give us a lift and everything else. Other teams will want to play in the Sam Maguire and everything else. But I think Dublin, just there's still a fair but to go for teams to catch up with Dublin. Maybe Kildare are at this stage, or the closest to them, maybe with Meath, third. Now, how loud they're going to react, having lost Mickey Hart and that there. But Jared Brennan's come in and taken in a very good background team with them, Chris, and everything else. So, interesting to see where Louth or where they'll be at and everything else. You know, they got the Leinster final last year. So, they'll be hoping for big things this year again. So, interesting to watch them, how they do in the league and everything else. But the Dublin folks, there's not much word coming out of Dublin, there never is. But I'll say, looks like they're all staying on to give it another year.
And in conclusion, Martin, haven't seen the bookies' odds yet, but looking at the draw overall, fair to say that you can see in three out of the four provinces a fairly clear winner emerging even at this stage. And once again, Ulster is the one that is the most wide open.
Oh, yeah, that's the way it is. And they used to tell you down south, they say, you just keep knocking hell of each other up there, and by the time you land in Croke Park, you'll be tired and everything else. So it's no different this year. I think everybody will want to be at the Donegal Derry game. There were big battles in the past between Jim McGuinness and Mickey Hart, and interesting the way it worked out again. So I think that's the game everybody will want to see, and all the TV cameras will want to be at and everything else. But it's hard. Look, you're going to have Kerry probably favours of Dublin second, or in around maybe joint favours the two of them. And as you said, Galway probably looking at them, you know, with the draw they have and everything else, they have the advantage there. But the Ulster one's hard to call. Armagh with the easier draw, and having been in Ulster final last year and everything else. But in saying that, they've lost Charles Og Burns, has made a decision to step away, and he's going to play constantly in club football and that. So he's a blow to them as well. So injuries and everything else can change the whole thing during the year, you know. But suppose from Donegal's point of view, you know, looking at it from our own point of view, is we're excited going in with a new management team there and everything else, and as well as this, you know, having watched Oisin Gallen close up, you know, he's a very, very exciting player. So we have one of the most exciting players in the country coming at the minute. You know, we've lost one of the best players that ever played the game in Michael Murphy, but we have this man coming now, Oisin Gallen, and I think that, you know, hopefully we can keep him injury free and everything else. And sure, that's what everybody looks forward to now down the road. You know, say if we do meet Derry, his battle with the likes of Shane McGuigan and everything else from Derry's point of view. So it's looking forward to it and everything else. It's going to be exciting times, and there's not a wild lot between any of the teams out there. We look at it, particularly in Ulster, and so how Mickey Hart's going to do in Derry, he'll be very interested in the league and everything else before that, and how Tyrone go this year, because there are a lot of uneasiness in Tyrone, you know, during the year and everything else. Tyrone supporters weren't happy and all that, so how they go, it'll be interesting as well. So long way to go, but sure, we look forward to the end of January and the first game of the league.